This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Where are we? Where art thou? We're here at your ready. It's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jennifer has the virus, so she is out for not an extended period of time, but she'll get herself back into shape, if you will. Not that she says she feels like she has a cold. That's it. But she can't taste anything. She can't smell anything.
That's the worst.
All
the food you eat, you can't even enjoy it. Right. You can't taste anything.
Yeah, maybe then you don't eat as much.
and
take a rest from that. If you have made a mistake in the last 24 hours, it's been a tough couple of days for me and other business ventures. I think about what I've done and how I've done it and what I do to, kind of keep everything moving, because sometimes our lives get complicated for various reasons. And when you make a mistake, I wonder about, and I don't even know whether I've made a mistake or somebody else that works with me has made a mistake, but we've made a mistake, so what do we do? I think you admit to making a mistake.
What happened?
Did
we make a mistake?
Apologize for it sincerely. Well, I have a friend of mine has helped me out, and he's under misapprehension that something's going on that isn't, and so I got to fix it. And so that's, when people help you, I think you do whatever it is that they want in return for their help, as long as it's reasonable. And that's, kind of what's the balance of what's reasonable. Those are the things that you got to work with. And speaking of reasonable, when you look around and you think about how the virus is affecting us and how we fix the problem, I was sort of taken back. Schools in Georgia supposedly starting, I think it's either this week or next week, and a requirement for in-person classes without masks has started to worry, as you might imagine.
What's Georgia doing? What is that governor doing? I don't understand it. The mayor of Atlanta is a woman I have a lot of respect for.
This is a town,
and
Jefferson,
he's suing
Georgia.
Her because she wants masks in the city of Atlanta. It's like, well, okay. So I don't know. I'm very confused about this governor in Georgia. I don't really understand what the point of it is. And
well, that's the
why
question.
Yeah.
What is there about it? It is my right not to wear a mask. Yeah, but it's stupid. It is really, it is not, it's thoughtless. It is not, the teachers in this particular town seem to be quite committed. If you look at the round of facilities they have, it's a town about an hour or so south of Atlanta itself. The people who are there, there are stories about families that went there because they had a good school system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. School officials said they would strongly encourage masks for students and teachers. They stopped short of making it mandatory. And so there are those people who think that it ought to be mandatory, especially in the close-in situations like riding a school bus, going to school, being in class, whatever it is. And unfortunately, people are using, this kind of reminds me of the MAGA hats and all the things that are blamed to or Trump gets credit for. And this community is very pro-Trump. What is there about being pro-Trump that makes you want to not wear a mask? What is there? What's the message there? Why? This is, somebody wrote, only liberals can get Rona.
Really? Talk to Jen, because Jen loves Trump more than anyone I've ever met, and
right.
She and her whole family have it.
Yeah,
so
to use that as a handle just seems to be kind of nuts. You got to have something rattle around your brain if you really think that way. That's the way I'm looking at it anyway.
It's
Florida
just,
schools
it's stupidity and ignorance.
Are reopening. State health officials report disturbing new stats, though, about the number of cases among the state's children. Let's see, Florida had 31,000 cases with people under 18 as of the other day. Let's see, that's a 34% jump in these cases in the last week. Even more concerning, the spike in youth hospitalized with the disease during this period. Latest data shows 303 youth hospitalizations. That's up 23% from a week ago. About a third of those cases are children 14 to 17, teenagers. 67 cases among children younger than 1 year old. So those are the ones that have really potentially compromised immune systems. The overall, the overall rate of positive cases among young people in Florida, 14%. State Health Department saying that, and the government tracking 14 consecutive days of the rate below 5% before easing any restrictions. So these numbers will be a long time before restrictions are released, because the numbers are going way in the opposite direction. Again, not a death sentence, but you look at some of the people, where they're getting it, how compromised. You know, part of this is what you eat and how you eat, how your body is nourished, how you take care of your bodies. And low-income people don't eat well. They just don't. And so there are a lot of people who have money that don't eat well either. But in this case, having proper nutrition, having enough. Most of us are fortunate enough to not have to worry about where our next meal is coming from. That's not the case with 14 or 15% of the population. It just isn't. And that's one of the subtext to the crime of what goes on in America, where there is so much that people ought not to be going hungry for whatever the reason. And so that's why I said, when we were talking about the chain smokers and their concert and people paying $25,000 a head, it's not my business what you do with your money. None of my business. Any more than any of your business what I do with my money. But just thinking it out loud, if you look at what needs there are among people, Florida is there. It's the radical differences. Having lived there, know the state like the back of my hand for a long time. My family's had property, spent a lot of time in Florida since I was a kid. There is such a dichotomy there. The coasts loaded with people who are loaded with money. Inland, not so much. You go into some of the north central communities, you go up the Tamiami Trail, you go across where Okeechobee, I mean, there's inland, it's tough. You see some real shacks and people not surviving well. And those are the kind of people that will be very vulnerable for this. So, what do you do? It's pretty simple. Again, masks, distancing, not a big deal. Don't be such a damn egotist. I don't know, I've got a right not to wear. Yes, you also have a right to be a moron, but that doesn't mean that that's helpful. Do you think of anybody but yourself? That's kind of the message. It's in. That's the way I look at it, anyway. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try to be judgmental, honestly. I'm really not. I just think, and I don't like using the word stupid and moron and stuff, but it is moronic not to wear one of the damn masks. It just is. It's harder to be, you know, precise about personal distancing, but it's not difficult to put on a mask. It isn't. They're everywhere now.
Yep.
Everywhere. So, anyway, I don't want to sound like a lecturer. Papa John's says they're going to hire 10,000 more workers to keep up with the demand for pizza because the pandemic, it's called pandemic pizza. Yes, folks, more demand for pizza, more people are going to continue to get fatter. They said that Papa John's, they're expanding their college tuition program. This is pretty interesting. It's called Dough and Degrees. Right? And they have some college campuses. Southern New Hampshire University is added. University of Maryland are partners with some of the other schools. You work for Papa Gino's, and they Papa Gino's. Papa John's, the local pizza chain in New England was Papa Gino's. Papa John's, and they'll help pay for school, I guess. That's it, right?
Yeah.
They allow their employees and their family get a quality education at reduced tuition. So that's good.
You know,
good,
it's interesting. I was reading yesterday about some of the stock news, and, you know, Domino's and Papa John's have done very well, as you would expect, very well during the pandemic. Yeah. One of the reasons that Domino's especially has done well is because it's always been a delivery-only service. No one sits at a Domino's. So they didn't need DoorDash. They already had their own drivers. You know, you've seen the Domino's sign on top of cars across
the
country.
No place to sit in a Domino's. You go and order the pizza and take it out. See you
and
later.
They don't need to pay all the fees to Grubhub or DoorDash for delivery. Yeah. They have their own system in place. So they were the best prepared out of any, and Domino's Pizza is not good, but they've been the best prepared of any of those types of takeout businesses. And Papa John's, better pizza, I think, than, although a lot of people have said that including Papa John himself, that since he left, the pizza isn't as good. I had Papa John's, I want to say, maybe like 6 months ago we had it, and it was definitely not as good as it used to be. So I don't know if he's right, if it's his influence that's no longer there, but it's not great either. But
There it
but
is.
It's good for business.
Yum. Well, put a chunk of it. It's like the lasagna we were talking about. Cut up some piece of real tomato. Even
no,
if you get
you
a lousy piece.
American cheese.
American
don't
cheese.
Put American cheese.
Some
anywhere.
Chopped up tomato. That'd be great. 17 after here on the yummy DJV program.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said the quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains on your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. When you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10. In response to some queries from folks, Jennifer has tested positive for the virus, and her whole family pretty much has it, and that's why she's not here. She'll be on the mend. I think she can still be on the radio. It's just tough for her.
I think
her
she'll be back tomorrow with us.
Yeah, hopefully.
She's feeling okay. She's just really more nervous about her parents than anything else, which is understandable. I would be, too.
21 after the...
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tune from the Chicks, a.k.a. the Dixie Chicks, or at least that's what they formerly were known as. This song has landed at number one on the country album chart, Gaslighter. I like this. Crack this up, will you, Bill? I've always liked the Dixie Chicks, actually. Truth be
told. Yeah, me too.
So this is the fifth number one on the country album chart with Gaslighter. First album of new material in 14 years, charging right to the top spot for the chart next week. They do them a week ahead of time. So with this, the trio claims sole ownership of the most top country album number ones among female duos or groups, passing the Judds, who had four on the all-genre Billboard 200. Gaslighter checks in at number three. So that's the Chicks' fifth top ten spot. 12-song album debuting at number one on the album sales and Americana folk album chart. Chicks previously ruled top country albums with their 1998 debut, Wide Open Spaces. They were number one for 7 weeks, starting in January of 99. Then their album Fly was on 36 weeks, 1999 and 2000. The next one, Home, was on the top for 19 weeks in 2002-2003, and Taking the Long Way was on the top at 9 weeks. How much touring did they do, or have they done, Victoria? I don't know that much about their touring.
Well, they haven't had a new album out, like you said, in 14 years, so I don't remember. I know that they had huge tours back in the day, and that's when they made that comment about, you know, when George Bush was president, they were in a huge arena when that happened. So I would imagine once things kind of gets back to normal, I think that they'll probably do a big tour on this album.
When
I bet it's a sense of relief for them to be at number one, because I think entering back into the country world after being gone so long, they were, I would imagine, they probably were a little apprehensive.
Yeah. They said, when asked about the Dixie being gone from the Chicks, they said, quote, "We felt like Dixie is a word that doesn't hold a lot of that does hold a lot of negative connotation, harkens back to a time in our country that brought pain to many people. So we're relieved to have a new name, Shed the Dixie, once and for all. So therefore, they are now and forevermore known as the Checks. All right. So there we have their story. While we're in the same country pew here in the music portion of this hour of the DJV program, Miranda Lambert and Luke Dick and Natalie Hemby wrote a song that we're listening to here that she's singing called Bluebird.
Keep Bluebird in my heart.
It's a song that was actually put together about a year and a half ago. They had no idea the uplifting song about looking toward the light, even in the darkest of times, would provide an escape during our situation around the globe. Lambert certainly didn't expect that it would become her first solo number one album since Over You, which was on the top of the album charts in 2012. Miranda says, quote, "We never could have known that right now the message of hope in this song is exactly what we all need to hear, me included. So I'm thankful. I think the timing of it was definitely a part of its success." It's been almost 16 years since she first appeared on the chart with Me and Charlie Talking. And by her own admission, she and radio have had their ups and downs. She adds, she's overwhelmingly grateful for radio support here. And the latest chart topper, "I'm so thankful after all these years that I still have a spot." That's been one of the points of contention, that women don't have spots on the radio. And thus, the comments. Bluebird marks her sixth country airplay leader. Last letters featured on Jason.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says serious negotiations with Democrats over a new pandemic-related stimulus bill continue. The Kentucky Republican saying there is zero chance, though, that America can get back to normal if businesses get sued because of the pandemic, which is why he says
no bill will be put on the Senate floor. It does not have liability protection.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says the Republican bill as proposed just doesn't cut it.
It is ununified, unserious, completely unsatisfactory.
The New York Democrat says the bill is full of giveaways to corporations. The number of U.S. COVID-19 deaths has passed 150,000, and Florida, Arkansas, Oregon, and Montana all saw their highest single-day death toll from the virus yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
President Trump will be traveling to Texas today, hoping to pump up the energy industry. His visit coming about a month after oil prices went negative for the first time ever. This morning, Trump will be speaking at an event in Midland, Texas. Later, he'll tour oil and gas operations in the Permian Basin. A tropical storm could slam Florida this weekend. The National Hurricane Center saying that the storm in the Atlantic could become Tropical Storm Isaias today. The effects of the storm could reach Florida by the end of the week. Major League Baseball believes the latest coronavirus outbreak is limited to the Miami Marlins. The league says more than 6,400 COVID-19 tests conducted since Friday have shown no new positive cases of on-field personnel for any of the other 29 big league clubs. Alicia Keys will be executive producer of a feature-length PBS documentary about six iconic African-American female entertainers. American Masters' How It Feels to Be Free aims to highlight the stories of Lena Horne, Abby Lincoln, Nina Simone, Diane Carroll, Cicely Tyson, and Pam Grier. And McDonald's says it could close as many as 200 of its locations permanently as a direct result of the pandemic. It just reported its lowest quarterly profits in 13 years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming back into the fold, we are. It's the DJV program. Doug, Stefan, Victoria, Keelan, Jennifer has tested positive for the virus, so she's out of commission for a little bit. Now she can still be on, but has, well, I mean, with us, doesn't make any difference. We're we've been practicing personal distancing on the radio. I have been for, this is the 32nd year, 33rd year. We'll start in October of this program. Or its derivative, and became the DJV program when Victoria joined four and a half years ago, I think it is? How long
just
ago?
Just a little over 4 years.
Mm-hmm. 4 years, yeah. Okay, so we are a very tightly knit group, and so when one of us hurts, we all hurt. And under the circumstances, because we are a family, my mind and thoughts are on Jennifer and what's going on with her and her family. Perhaps that's because I know them so well. Her father and I have been friends for as long as I've pretty much been doing this program. And so
when you go back that far with somebody and you have that close association. And he's really the first one, actually, Victoria, that I know who has had the virus. No, it's Jennifer had it. His whole family's got it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really, it's sobering under the circumstances to see how this stuff, but it'd be a good sort of lesson for all of us as we follow along with what happens. I don't think any of them are in danger, but I think they're going to be on, no, it's a bad cold. That's what she said it feels like. Anyway, this good news. We're all having, this is the, there's something where we have in our lives, there's so much, whatever the energy is, turmoil, tumult, whatever the right word, under the circumstances, when I think about what's going on. I have my own issues going on, my own personal life, my own business life, that aren't pleasant. But, you know, you work your way through them. It's a challenge, but it's also an opportunity. And that's what this, all of this stuff is. So let's hold our head high and keep moving, right? Put your, well, some people put their head down and keep charging ahead. That may be a good way of working at it. With all of this stuff, we tend to get away from the presidential politics, and it isn't just presidential politics, it's local politics. I'm involved in a group in my town in Framingham to get a Community Preservation Act passed on the ballot. So we have meetings every week, and we're putting together an organization to get the information to folks to explain to them why the community would be better off having this Community Preservation Act. Cost each taxpayer about $12 a quarter, and it puts aside a couple of $1 million a year to save land, to rehab houses, to do all kinds of things that we frankly should have been doing all along, because these I don't know if you have them down in New Jersey, Victoria, but most states now have provisions to set up on the local level, if you want, home rule being what it is, set up a provision to be able to hold on to open spaces more easily, more readily. It's a challenge because some communities want the tax revenue, and obviously as farmers' plight gets worse, they get a lot of land, they sell it, gets developed, you know the story, and so on and on it goes. And so some of the land needs to be preserved. Anyway, I'm working on that with some neighbors and friends in town, and that's part of the ballot process, part of the education for the where it goes on the ballot is important. Obviously, on the top of the ballot will be the presidential choice. Apparently, Joe Biden has some notes on his thinking regarding California Senator Kamala Harris, Kamala, who is a deceptive, deceitful, devious. I have no use for her. She has been, I remember interviewing her way back when I was on KABC many years ago, and she's just getting started. And it was all, it sounded like the mayor of my community now. It's all about me. Hello, what is public service? Aren't you supposed to be serving the public? Isn't that why you do it? But for the most part, many of these people, their egos are such that all they want to do is be in charge. I want power. So anyway, during the debates, when all the stuff was being sifted through, Kamala Harris had some pretty nasty things to say about Joe Biden. And now it's coming back to haunt her somewhat. But apparently, a photographer got a picture of some notes that Joe Biden had made about Kamala Harris. And this is not before. This is now, right? And I think the notes are current notes, not based back then.
He was prepared he didn't take any questions, he wasn't asked any questions about her, but on his notes there, he was definitely prepared to talk about her. I don't necessarily think this means that she's going to be his VP pick, but she's been doing a lot of independent fundraising and hosting events and stuff for him. So I think
self-serving.
But the notes.
She's, believe me, if you knew her...
I'm not a fan of hers either, but
she is the worst definition of a self-serving politician. Anyway, excuse me, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's pretty much it. I think that the press is going to try to make more out of this. If he was really pushing for her to be a VP, then I think he would have gone with his own talking points about her, but he never mentioned her, and it never came up, and no one ever asked about her. So I think that was just him being prepared if he is asked about her. But, I don't know. She's not my first pick by any stretch. And actually, she doesn't... I guess the thinking is that she would poll well with black women and white educated women, but, you know, I don't know that I don't know that a lot of black women like her or relate to her on any level, really.
No, not at all. On no level do they find her appealing, at least in the circles that I have been in. Speaking of not finding somebody appealing, this rhubarb with Ms. Maxwell continues. A federal judge has ruled to publicly release the documents that have been kept sealed. We were talking about what was going on in New York with the police there. Here's another case unsealed involving Ms. Maxwell and Mr. Epstein. The judge unsealed the documents. She's giving Maxwell's legal team a week to pursue an appeal to her decision. But I'm guessing by the end of this week, that'd be case closed, don't you think? All of the things that are in here, the sexual abuse, the things. This woman has got to be a piece of work. Wow.
She's just pure evil. There's no other.
Cruella DeVille incarnate.
I mean, her obsession with Jeffrey Epstein, and I think it's funny when people say, "Oh, his one-time girlfriend." They were, by all accounts, they were never dating. She wished that was the case, but he made he did not want any. He wanted no involvement with any woman or girl older than a teenager.
This way, what kind of sick?
Well, they're both sick in the head. That's why, you know, like seeks like sometimes. I mean, they're both sickos.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's gone, and we'll see what happens with her, but I don't know.
The judge said the public's right to have access to the information carried heavier weight than the annoyance or embarrassment to Ms. Maxwell. Good.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yeah. The public does, in this circumstances, ought to know what kind of a cretin she is and more about Epstein and what an abuser he was.
Mm-hmm.
So it's A-OK, as far as I can see. I don't know. This stuff. People. Speaking of people are finding seeds in their mailbox. Wow, we should be talking more about this. The clip of the day today at djvshow.com is a rehashing, if you will, of the conversation that we had that focused on those people in our country who are finding packages of seeds in their mailbox with Chinese writing on the envelope. And the question isn't whether or not you would plant them. Our advice, mine certainly, and all the rest of us here, do not plant them.
Don't open the package. That's even worse.
Burn it.
You have no idea. No, don't burn it. The FBI is now getting involved. No, don't burn it. I know you like to burn everything, but no, do not burn it. This is evidence. Don't burn evidence in a case against China. And we know that they're coming from China. We don't know if it's from the government. We don't know if this is like a hacking type, group. We don't
everything
know.
Everything there comes
so
from the government.
So if you do get any of these packages in the mail, then don't open them and call your state agriculture department. That's who's handling it right now. And like I said, it's going to be getting involved with the FBI. The next step will be the FBI.
So
don't throw it out. Don't open it.
The initial conversation
about
everything
you say.
Mysteries. I know you do. That's good. You keep me on my toes. So you can hear that whole conversation, and in fact, every day you can. And more people are doing this because they didn't realize that they could do it. So they may hear part of it as they start their morning routine, whatever it may be. But later in the day, you can hear the whole program. It's all there at djvshow.com every day.
2 in 5 undergrads now worry about their ability to pay for college. They also feel that the pandemic has affected their academics, mental health, and financial well-being. That's according to a study from College Ave Student Loans. The company urges families to, first, exhaust scholarships and grant options, then seek out federal loans in the student's name. And if those options aren't enough, private student loans may be able to fill the gap. To learn more, visit collegeav.com.
Whether your child is heading back to school in person, online, or a combination of both, help them start with a healthy smile. Schedule a back-to-school visit with an American Dental Association dentist. This can help prevent or detect cavities and other issues, before they cause pain, trouble eating, difficulty speaking, or school absences. In fact, dental visits are required by some school districts. Find a dentist near you and get tips on caring for your child's teeth at mouthhealthy.org. That's mouthhealthy.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Mike from California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago. And I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Talking about seeds and what's been planted, the American Family Farmer Show, which I also do every week. You can find the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Focus on this week's podcast is how Misfit Produce is used, is providing a great product in many different ways for families, for people who need food, and also how it's being saved and used by a farmer. If you remember the Shark Tank episode of the frozen farmer, that lady is who is on the American Family Farmer Show, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Now, this business about the UFOs off the coast of California.
Yeah, Long Beach, Long California. Beach. Apparently, yep. There was another one just last week. So I guess for whatever reason, I don't know if is there a military base in Long Beach, California?
Long Beach, no. Nope. The nearest one is 80 miles down the 5, almost into San Diego, so nothing there.
Well, there's a new video that TMZ has of someone who took video of this footage of this whatever it is. It looks like a flying saucer, and it moves at incredibly fast.
There's a neat old airport
speeds
in Long Beach. Maybe the UFO.
I don't know, but something's going on there, because just a couple weeks ago there was another video posted of a strange object flying at about 1,000 feet or less. Right. And so, yeah, I don't know.
They're here. They're checking us out. They want to come and vote. Aliens want to vote in November. They're checking it out for that reason, Victoria. It's 10 before the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
After the hour, it's Pet Talk time. It's the Pet Show that Warren Eckstein hosts every week, that becomes the focal point of a lot of people's information when it comes to training dogs, treating dogs, cats. There was something that I saw. Actually, I got a hold of something called the Pet Gazette, Warren, and it's a local publication here. And one of the articles was a focus on AKC Reunite, which is American Kennel Club organization. They are the pet identifiers, I guess, of note, and they have a great recovery service. Are you familiar? I'm sure you're familiar. You support what they do in terms of helping lost pets and their owners get back together again?
I support anyone that helps finding lost pets and reuniting with the owner. However, I have mixed emotions about the AKC based on the fact that, you know, there's so many puppies that are still being sold and so many dogs that need homes. So basically, the American Kennel Club, what they do is they register the breeds, and then what happens if you breed your dog, you can get supplementary transfer forms and get all these forms from the AKC saying it's a pedigree dog, it's a purebred dog. And they made some changes over the years. I mean, I guess there's some legitimate. I'm just a big fan of going to the shelter, picking a dog up off the street. Who cares what he looks like?
Every week we talk about this as we've been in the virus mode, and the healthcare providers focusing, the veterinary healthcare providers focusing on dogs and mostly, well, I guess any pet could have the COVID. Wasn't it cats easier to get the stuff with cats than dogs, right?
Actually, the first cat was just diagnosed with coronavirus in England.
Really?
Yeah, the first one.
Huh. So if your dog has the sniffles or something, how would you recognize the symptoms in a dog if, in fact, he or she might have the virus? I was looking at a list of care for pets that may be around the pandemic, but it's not easily exchanged, I didn't think, between humans and dogs.
Well, it's not. I think there were two dogs diagnosed, and they were very mild symptoms in the animals that have gotten it so far. So you might not notice anything in your dog or at all, or your cat. Just look for changes. I always tell people, is the dog eating more, eating less, sleeping more, sleeping less, peeing more, peeing less, pooping more, pooping less. Mm-hmm. What you should do, and this may sound a little eccentric, but hear me out. I take photographs of my dog every single month. And the reason I do that is because I can compare them month to month of what the dog looked like. Did he gain weight? Did he lose weight? Does he look sharp? Did his coat look? So I take pictures because that helps me focus on what the dog looks like when he's normal, so I can make any determination if it's time to go to the vet. So just common sense. If the dog's sneezing more, if you notice a lot of liquid coming out of the nose, if he's coughing, these are all indications that there might be something wrong. Chances of being corona are pretty slim, but it would be a good idea to check it with the vet anyway.
So lameness is not a real arthritis, that kind of stuff. That doesn't become more or less of a problem under the virus?
Well, there's been so few dogs and so few cats that have been diagnosed with the virus, I don't think they have any real standard in terms of diagnosing the disease itself other than via the blood test.
Victoria.
Arthritis could be part of it, absolutely.
All right. So apparently Warren has found a dating site for dog lovers. Now, I'm not sure whether this is putting dog A with dog B, or whether this is putting person A who has dog A with person B who has dog B. All right, what's the rendering here in terms of dog lovers and dating?
What's the name of the app, Warren?
That's a great question.
Dogs?
Well, actually, that was the title. Must Love Dogs. Dating app. The dating app, I think, is called Dig. D-I-G, maybe. I'm not sure. But yeah. I think it's called Dig. Helps dog lovers find human canine love. If you're someone who loves dogs, that you know just how important it is to find a human companion who feels the same way. Do you know how many times I've been in court over the years testifying in separation and divorce cases in terms of who should get the dog?
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Unbelievable, some of the cases I've been involved. And usually it's not that they both want it. It's usually that one person just doesn't want the other person to have it.
To have it, yeah, exactly. All right, here's a company from Virginia called Pup Scruffs that has turned their dog apparel line into masks for people. So the masks look just like the apparel they make for the dogs. But, everybody can get in on the act. Everybody, the sales are skyrocketing, apparently, I have my own mask that I made specifically for the farm. On one side of the mask is brown, sort of enough to make it look like a cow. And black on the other side.
I don't care. As long as it keeps me safe, I don't care if I look like a schnauzer. As long as it keeps me safe, I'm a happy guy.
Maybe like a kitty cat.
Meow.
It's Warren Eckstein.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.